With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The tie-up between Cigna and Express Scripts is the latest between an insurance company and a pharmacy benefit manager after CVS and Aetna's merger closed last month. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wild Matthews says they'll be going head-to-head with each other and another healthcare giant, United Health Group.
They will each be trying to convince clients, large employers, even government entities and others, that they are going to do the best job of both restraining cost growth and improving services.
We'll have the details, but first, here are some other top stories we're following. Worries over a possible government shutdown and the final Federal Reserve meeting of the year dragged U.S. stocks down again on Thursday, with the Nasdaq ending the day near bear territory. Major indexes are on track to close down for the third straight week. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis announced his resignation on Thursday, effective at the end of February. The announcement comes amid plans to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria and as the administration weighs a drawdown in Afghanistan. For the very latest insight and analysis, visit our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Holiday returns have already begun for parcel carriers. The United Parcel Service expects to ship 24 million returns in December of the 800 million packages it estimates it will deliver this holiday season. Wednesday is likely to be the busiest day for returns, with UPS estimating shipments will reach 1.5 million. Analysts expect the rise in returns to continue as e-commerce companies make returns easier for consumers. Federal regulators say U.S. food companies must label products that contain genetically engineered ingredients by the year 2022. Manufacturers and food companies who had fought for more time to implement the changes are praising the decision, but consumer groups say the rules will take too long to implement, leaving consumers in the dark. Walgreens says it will look to cut $1 billion in annual costs over the next 3 years, including closing some stores and consolidating warehouses. The company announced cost-cutting measures on Thursday when it also reported a 9.9% increase in sales. Still to come, another merger is finalized in the health sector. The U.S. healthcare landscape is changing. Cigna finalized its $54 billion acquisition of Express Scripts on Thursday, just weeks after CVS completed its $70 billion deal to acquire Aetna. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles with the details and more on what the mergers could mean for consumers is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wild Matthews. Anna, bring us up to date on the plans Cigna and Express Scripts have outlined for their tie-up. What do we know about the next steps they'll be taking?
Well, what they said is the first step is to ensure that their current services don't fall off or suffer in any way. And that's aimed at reassuring their clients because it can be very challenging to integrate the operations of two such large and diverse companies. And they want clients to be confident that they're not going to be disruption. So they actually said that was job one. Next year, they said they will start rolling out new offerings that will combine the assets of the two companies they're bringing together. Cigna, a health insurer that largely serves employers, and Express Scripts, a major pharmacy benefit manager.
And of course, considered with the CVS-Aetna deal, this creates two juggernauts in the healthcare space, both of whom say the mergers will lower consumer costs. What can you tell us about the battle between those two to do that?
Well, I have to slip in there. There is a third juggernaut, which hasn't done a recent deal, but has been growing over many years, which is United Health Group, which owns the biggest U.S. health insurer, as well as a pharmacy benefit manager. So those three companies really will be duking it out. All three of them have, again, both pharmacy benefit management and medical management or health insurance operations. And they will each be trying to convince clients, large employers, even government entities and others, that they are going to do the best job of both restraining cost growth and improving services, because everyone, I think, believes that the complexity of the U.S. health system is something that frustrates a lot of consumers or employees in the case, of course, of the employers. And these companies are pledging that their mergers will help ease that for people.
And Anna, as you note, traditional pharmacy benefit managers are also being pressed about transparency on pricing. How have these companies addressed those concerns?
They are certainly doing that in terms of what they're saying publicly. The proof in the end, of course, will be in the pudding in terms of how satisfied their clients are that things truly are transparent. But certainly the companies are all talking about offering options that get rid of or pass through rebate payments, which can come from pharmaceutical companies. I should say they've always had options of passing those through, but they're rolling out new types of services that they say really focus on the net cost of the drug rather than some of the additional fees, benefits, payments that may come with that drug from the pharmaceutical manufacturer.
What are some of the challenges that lie ahead as these companies try to roll out their initiatives and combine their assets?
There's a lot of complexity. These are big companies, and certainly some analysts are watching for whether there's an advantage in the near term to UnitedHealth, which won't be integrating such a transformative acquisition as CVS and Cigna will be. But the operations on these companies are complicated, and they have many, many functions, claims processing, huge IT operations, just also cultural issues, huge employee bases that do things a certain way. And to achieve some of the goals that they have laid out for themselves, it will require cooperation. And they promise that we will see that, and they will promise we will see new approaches and new products rolling out.
And obviously, this is changing the healthcare landscape in a big way. We've heard from these companies that they're looking to cut costs for consumers. But what do we know about what these mergers will mean for consumers?
It is a bit of a wait and see there. The biggest clients of these companies actually don't tend to be individual consumers who are choosing their own health insurance. They tend to be large employers and government entities that are making decisions that affect large groups of people. So how things bleed through to consumers in terms of, for instance, what costs a consumer has out of the consumer's own pocket, those decisions are actually often made not by the health company, but by the employer who's choosing the plan to offer. In terms of customer service, again, all of these companies are saying part of their goal here is to make things better for individual consumers, to smooth things out, to make sure that you don't get lost in the system, don't get frustrated by the billing and these other processes that so many consumers run into when they're dealing with a health emergency or even just random health care. So we'll have to wait and see if they actually are able to deliver a higher degree of customer satisfaction and simplicity.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wild Matthews joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thanks, no problem.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.